If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you could pick any TV house ever from any TV show, which house would you want? Like MTV crib style. Ooh. Take me to your house. 314-531-9898. Think about some of your favorite TV shows and you see some of those houses that they're living in. You're like, dang, it'd be cool to be living there. Which house would it be for you? I was really surprised. I want you guys to do yours and I don't want to take too many of your guys' answers, but I was really surprised that what was number one on the list. Because there's some really cool TV shows that are like rich and fancy. The number one answer isn't really a rich and fancy house. It's probably really fancy and rich because it's expensive to live in that city. Any guesses?
Is it the house from Friday?
No, that's pretty funny. Because anything in California would be expensive.
Is it the apartment in Friends?
No, Friends was fourth on the list, so that is like a number one.
Is it the Full House house?
Full
yeah,
House.
Yeah.
It's a cool house, but I don't want to live. I wouldn't choose that as my house.
San Francisco also, probably why it's expensive.
So San Francisco is expensive, but that is the number one answer of the houses that people would want to live in.
They just want to live with Uncle Jesse.
Right.
America's chose that as number one. I have a bunch of them on the list. We can go through them. What would it be for you, Hannah?
Okay, for me, I would pick Hannah Montana's house, the Malibu Beach House in California.
Great answer.
It's
did not make the list, but yeah.
But more importantly, I would pick it because if you know, her closet.
Yep. Yeah.
It
Why, what's up with the
spins
closet?
In her outfits. She can just like press a button and it like spins an outfit for her.
Good answer.
So wow. I would love that. And I want to live on the beach. Duh.
Did not make the top 20, but great answer. Kevin, what about you?
See, I'm going way old school, and there's two choices here. I really
pick one.
I really thought about the Silver Spoons house. All right.
Okay.
With Rick Schroeder and a little train. You guys didn't like that, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a mansion. I'm going to go with Stately Wayne Manor from Batman. I'm going with the big one. I get a butler. Slide down. I get a bat cave.
Underground vibes.
Yeah.
Another answer did not make the top 20. Great answers.
I got a phone that talks to Commissioner Gordon anytime I want.
Good answer. Alex.
I would probably have to go with Vinny Chase's house from Entourage.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So Entourage didn't make the list but in the top 20, but I thought the same thing. I like anything from...
Man, he's hot.
Anything from Succession. Like some of the houses that those people live in Succession. Like Succession did make the list, but it was like... let's see where Succession was at. 19th, Logan Roy's New York City penthouse. There's also a house in one of the last seasons.
Yeah.
The last scene with the helicopter.
Helicopter lands. Like that is like one of the coolest houses I've ever seen. Like, how are the Succession houses not number one for you? Like, that's what I would choose. AB.
Okay, for me, I struggled with this. So I was talking to my best friend Elizabeth about it, and we both mutually decided the apartment in iCarly.
That's so good.
you're living with all of like Spencer's inventions. And so it's like a very fun apartment. And then her room gets redone in it. So
don't
she has
use
like,
the gummy bear lamp.
No, she has a gummy bear chandelier and you have like a trampoline to get into your bed.
I didn't know any of this. And it sounds very like
there's a lot going on with this place.
No, there's a lot going on. That's why it's so fun. And then you just go upstairs and like the little web show areas up there. So we would just do the show on the second floor of my apartment.
Oh,
so
cool.
I would just roll out of bed
and
just immediately go to the show. And my friend Elizabeth goes, and she lives right across the hall from her best friend. And we both were like, oh, how fun would that be? And then we were like,
wow, you guys really broke this down.
We're literally living that right now.
Except for you don't have the gummy bear land and the trampoline, but you're living that life.
I was like, I'm down hall from you right now.
That's awesome.
It made me think of the show, because I don't watch iCarly, of Blank Check, that movie back in the day, this movie Blank Check, where he gets like all this cool stuff in this mansion where you're just like, it's like almost like a kid's playhouse, or in the movie Big, where he rents out the apartment and he just does whatever he wants with it. That's what it feels like. You just could be a kid again. You could pick any house from any TV show. Which house would you choose? 314-531-9898. We'll take your calls on which houses, and I'll go through 2 through 5 on the list and see what you think of them after Bruno Mars. We're talking about, what are some of your favorite TV houses? Like, if you could pick any TV show's house, this is the house that you'd, you know, set up some real estate in. 314-531-9898. I have the top 20 we can go through here in a second. We all picked our own. Some of the ones on the list were really, really interesting of which ones people chose. Ellen, you chose which house?
The Brady House, totally.
Oh, Brady House. Iconic.
Classic.
It's something so cool about the house. Right. I don't really know what it is because you look at it, it's so dated, but you're like, man, it was like a cool dated.
Yeah, I think it's because the yard is carpet.
Perfectly manicured carpet yard.
Thank you so much for the call. The Brady House finished 6th on this list.
Wow.
Number 5. Bridgerton Mansion in London.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Number 4, there was a lot of New York City apartment ones, probably because they're so expensive, was Monica's apartment in Friends in New York. Like, that apartment is so big. Like, that doesn't exist in New York. And if it does, it's like $10 million.
Literally.
Blanche's Miami Home from Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah, with the lanai. Yeah.
I told you what number 1 was, which was the Tanner's House in San Francisco in Full House. Number 2, one of the ones we missed, the Banks Mansion in Bel Air, Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Yeah.
The Banks Mansion. That rounds out the top 5. Hannah, what are people texting on the text line?
We got a text saying the apartment from New Girl.
Yeah, I thought
you didn't pick that one. I love this one. The place from Hey Arnold.
Oh, oh my God. That is a great throwback. Okay.
Cassie texted in and said Lorelai's house from Gilmore Girls.
Finished number 15. The house in Gilmore Girls, like small town vibe, just cutesy coffee shop like vibe. Yeah.
Jenny texted in and said Smart House from the Disney Channel movie.
Oh.
But it like takes over.
There was something cool about that in the beginning.
The ending's
you're like,
not so great.
It freaks me out a little bit.
Kev, you'll like this one. Paul texted in and said the Starship Enterprise from the Next Generation.
Oh,
did not make the list, but a legit answer.
Yeah.
If you want to do like a space thing.
You got a holodeck too. That'd be awesome.
You know what? No one has texted in yet. And I thought you would say, Hannah, speaking of the New York City apartment vibes, Carrie Bradshaw's.
Yes.
People said
her closet's too small.
Right.
Doesn't have enough space for her shoes.
Okay. I respect that. Another one that was big that for people to point out were the Simpson Springfield home. Classic.
Dutton Ranch from Yellowstone.
Dutton Ranch.
That's awesome.
Great
one.
That'd
be all right.
Yeah.
Jennifer, what's the house for you?
It's the house in Mama's Family.
Mama's Family House.
Or Modern Family?
That's my favorite show.
No, Mama's Family.
My favorite show. Oh. And I love the house.
Love it. Great answer. This is like kind of like a fun thing to do. If you want to text in yours still, we'll still keep reading them at 314-531-9898. Which house would you choose from a TV show if you could pick any house?
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball,
Every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.